That's the million-dollar shaila. I think we should start with the Ramban. Ramban is the earliest, so it makes sense to start with him. Is the Ramban, the Taras Chaim, and the Chasam Sofer that all seem to say a similar thing. The Ramban is the early Rishon. The other ones are Achronim. So I guess it makes sense to read the Rishon first to go in order. Okay, so the Ramban is on Mem Bei Samad Aleph. And the question that everybody is dealing with is to explain the logic of Chazakah. In other words, the Gemara says on Chav Tes Samad Beis Samad Aleph that the final Rava's answer, Rava first said that there's a riot, the union protests. Because you have most people have Kepeda. But they paid after 3 years. But the Gemara asked if that's the case in Bar Yoshev, you have to pay there right away, then it's up to Barakhadashira. So the Gemara's final answer was that the reason for Chazakah, because people lose their shtar after 3 years. The problem that everybody has is that's a reason why the Okay, we understand why it would be for the benefit of the muksik that you should have a chazaka. But the ma'isa, the marikama is supposed to win because the marikama is marikama, and you need a raya. You might say from the marikama. So granted, it's good to make a takana to protect the interests of the muksik. Maisa, you're hurting the Marikama. Shlo Kedin. The Marikama is supposed to win Kedin. So this seems to be what everybody's bothered by. And we'll have to see the different versions of what Pshat is. Okay, so let's read the Ramban. Oh, the Tanya, Akla Shana, Aben Shunatai. Right, the Gemara says that you can have a Chazakah. If the father ate 1 year and the father was nifter, and then the son eats 2 years. Mashma, even if the son's a katan, gadol, doesn't seem to pashas, the Gemara doesn't make a chiddik. So the combination of the years of the father and the son makes 3 years. Says the Yesh Mefarshim. The dafka b'no you have to have a gadol. By a katan, it wouldn't work because he's not a bar machui. Because even if you protest, it's not going to have ashpah on him. Therefore, he can't get a chazaka. That since if you be Meicha, he wouldn't watch the star. So therefore, Iunami no. So what's he saying? So Pasha Pshat is he saying that the reason for Chazaka is a raya, why didn't you protest? The motivation why a person would protest is because he wants to create a kasha on the muksik. Where's your shtar? In other words, what's motivating him to protest? What's motivating him to protest is because by protesting, he creates a counter for his on the creates a raya against the muksik. Because he knows the muksik's going to come along with an excuse that I had a shtar and I lost it after 3 years. So he doesn't want the muksik to have that excuse. So in other words, Pashup Shat, the Marikama wins without the starting point is the Marikama wins without anything. So why would he protest? So it sounds like the Pashup Shat is that the original Marikamas were a bunch of nervous people. And even though they were supposed to win just based on the Marikama, but and they the Maisa They want to guarantee that they win. And therefore, they protest in order to create an additional proof that they should win a weird yishtar. Now that the minhag has become that they protest because they want to create that additional proof. So if they don't protest, there's a raya against them. Since in by katan there's no purpose to protest, there is no raya against them.
Well, no purpose. A katan's not making a chazaka. What's his time that he bought it? Oh my, what his father bought? He can't make anything. Well, he's nothing here. He's an animal's in the field. That doesn't do anything. But what does the katan have to do with anything?
Excuse me. It says in the Gemara, Achla of Shana Baben Shtayim, that it is a chazaka.
We don't know if it's a katan or not, right?
But the parship shot is the katan is making a chazaka. So the Ramban, the starting point in Ramban is the assumption is that a katan can make a chazaka.
And what does that mean?
Is why not? He makes a chazaka.
Because it doesn't bother me. If a little kid's in a field, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't show anything. There's no time that he bought it for me.
You're making up a story. You can't. Why not?
Because it doesn't bother me if a kid's in the field. It doesn't mean anything. I don't think he's a bar pulp. I don't know about pulp. There's no cycles.
I don't know. You're the smart. You know, I don't know. Apparently, the Ramban don't agree with you. You know, you can't make up a story and scream at the Ramban. The Ramban is seemingly saying that you feel katan, you're just as threatened as much by katan as by gado, except that he's saying something else. The yesh
before, unless it's a katan, then I hear that he's coming somehow. I'm saying this somehow. The father's really is the bias on it, but the son is showing that it's the bias. It's like a kid living in a house. Obviously, it's not his house.
The father died already. Now the katan's in the house after the father died. So the din is that the father katan gets a chazaka, but it says in the Gemara. So the Ramban says you can't learn shot that the katan is under bar mitzvah, because the reason for chazaka is because why didn't you protest? And here there's a reason why I didn't protest. Because the whole reason why I protest is because I want that you should have a kasha against you. But over here, I'm not going to protest because there won't be a kasha against you, because the katan has an excuse. He's the katan. That's why I don't have a shtar.
So the vada should be kapeda, Rebbe saying.
What?
The vada should be kapeda. Rebbe saying that there's a sword. The vada should be kapeda. Rabban holds he should be makbid about the katan. That's no question, as the Gemara said. And now on top of that, Zuri, so then there's no point because he can't watch a star. The capade that it should be, but even though he's not at the age to watch a star, which is funny.
That's what he says. I'm not sure that's what he says because I didn't use the word capade, but okay. But that's what it sounds like he's saying. But again, so he says that the person, since I'm not going to be married, right, that's the Ramban. Now, the Yesh before Hashem. It's a little funny. How did things start? You know, that's what we would have started in the beginning. Why? If the purpose of the Macha is to create an Ach Vishtarcha, why did the Marikamas make a Macha in the first place? They win without Ach Vishtarcha. They win because they're Marikamas. Right? So you have to say some little bit of a Daifik. That even though they win, but they wanna, you know, there's, you know, sometimes the seemingly pshat is that their fear, that they want to make sure they win, Gufa causes them to lose. If they wouldn't be nervous, Marikamas would have won with a Marikama. But now that they're nervous and they want to make sure that they win, so they go in and they protest. So now when they don't protest, they lose. Okay. Anyway, I'm not sure it's right shot, but let's keep on reading. So he says, by a katan, you don't have a riot. Hidi mochi la bar asur yishtaru. You know, you know, mochi. The heche, the ida of tanya, up with them, and if they got them. So when it says that the that the aklam if they are ben, you have to be a ben gado, because only he can make a, there's a tie on him, why did you protest? So Hakinami, Bibno Gado, and that the person who's eating also has to be a Bibno Gado. That's the Yeshmina Mefarshim. Yeshmina Mefarshim. Says the Ramban, Ein ani muksik betamze. I don't agree with this. Why? Tamze chazaka. The reason for chazaka. Mishum is sorry today, but of course, not because of just time, because the person has to watch a star. And a kunai shadar got climbed the dover. And if you touch shlosh, I'm reading, lay the maxic, axe shlosh, darcha. Well, the akar shlosh keeps it on Musar Tvei. Musar Tvei. Is there a high taino? I'm reading, no, the chinam shasak. The katanami, the la barra sweet say, you. Okay, Mukha, Sugi the Resh Perikin. Okay, so what in the world, why does the Ramban argue the Yesh Mefarshim? That's a $1 million question. What do you people say?
He understands that the Asian, sounds like he understands that the Asian portion has, is understanding that it's a straight, whether it's Takana or whatever that is, but it's the reason why you have to protest is because of the din of 3 years. Once he loses his star, he doesn't have to hold on to it anymore. It's, we don't look at this, in other words, they hold, there's not a tvia on the bialim, except he has his one shot to protest during that 3 years to tell him to hold the star. It's a one straight takana of here's the opportunity in order to, that it was instituted for the people who buy fields, and over here it wouldn't help.
Not sure, I don't get it yet. Pain on him looks like good times then. The time of the chazaka, Lamishim is already day. And again, the high shots that we climb the door. And a talk shlosh, I mean, and a maxic achvish darko. So, what's he saying?
Right. So, he understands that the Yesh Mefarshim holds. It's not a barrel glam, if I care. It's only thing, nothing, it doesn't show anything by keeping quiet. That the Gemara already abandoned before. The Gemara said, Ella Mupshat. Pshat is you have 3 years, a person loses his star. You have 3 years to protest to tell him that losing your star is going to have he's going to remain the Murikamo, the Bailam on that field. See, he has his shot, his once in 3 years. That's all he has that the Chazal gave him. And he says it's not true. The Gemara still blives with the first part of the Gemara. There's a Reglaim with that by keeping quiet. Just we go back and forth. Yeah.
But the Yesh Mefarshim also said it's reclined the dover. Because the Yesh Mefarshim said that the reason why you lose is because you should have protested. And the only reason is, and therefore by a cotton, where there's no motivation for him to protest, so he doesn't lose.
Yeah, but according to them, the whole purpose of the mechah is connected to the star.
Right.
Now, you're going to try to use an excuse of, you know, that after 3 years I lose my star, and for some reason, you know, the mechah has to do with extending that requirement of holding onto your star. It has nothing to do with a person having paid or not. But like Rabbi said, really, really before this achvei lishtarcha, yeah, he would have won anyways. It's only because of the star business. However it works, is that you have to make the mechah. What the Ramban is saying, no, that the lack of the mechah, nothing to do with the star, that per se is a raya that is not yours.
Okay, so what I think maybe you're both saying is that the simple pshat in the machlokes, the Ramban, the Yesh Mefarshim, is that they're both agreeing that the reason why Chazaka works is there's a raya against the Marikama. Why didn't you protest? The Yesh Mepharshim also obviously holds that, because he says that by a katan, when he has an explanation why he didn't protest, then there's no Chazaka. And the Ramban holds that, says that Beferish. He and I shots like Reglein and Dabber. So the reason why Chazaka works is because since you didn't protest, we have a raya that it's not yours. They're only arguing what motivates the Marikama to protest. According to the Yesh Mepharshim, the Marikama is motivated to protest so that he can have a proof against the Muksik, Achvishtarcha. Therefore, he's not motivated to protest by a katan, because against a katan, you don't have a proof of Achvishtarcha. While the the Ramban's saying, no, what's motivating the proof to protest is because he's kapid, like Rava said in the first teretz. Damn, I'm kapid. I'm angry. Someone's sitting on my field. Chutzpah. Tremendous chutzpah. Someone's on my field. So I scream at the person. What are you doing on my field? Or I scream it to someone. Tell that guy to get it off my field. Or I let it off steam, whatever. So therefore, even if it's, and then afkamina would be, even if it's a katan, I would be katan. Right? So right, that seems to be parshat pshat. And everyone, they're arguing on a little teeny machlokes, so to speak. What's motivating a person to be katan? It's a scream. Is he screaming to create a counter taina? Or is he screaming because he's katan? Nafkamina would be by a katan, where there's no counter taina, but you still would be kapin. And then later on, he discusses the shayna of b'makom chayrim, where your macha won't reach him. So again, if you say, also machlokes, if the reason why you scream is because you got to let out your frustration, you would still scream. But if the reason why you scream is because you want to make the achmishtarcha, you wouldn't scream. Okay. That seems to be Parshat Pshat. But that Parshat Pshat does not seem to fit very well in the Lashon. Why doesn't it seem to fit very well in the Lashon?
It doesn't say kepeda. He does say reglayim mudavar. I'm not sure if that makes a chilek or not. He doesn't seem to use the gemara before. It just says reglayim mudavar. I don't know if that makes. I don't, and I never saw this word reglayim mudavar before altogether. But I'm saying that's an interesting.
Okay. I hear that's a valid point. There's another reason it doesn't seem to fit in. But I hear.
And Rebbe is saying in the Lashon, not in Svara?
Yes, in the Lashon. In Svara, it's very good. It's a very beautiful machlokes. They say everyone agrees. Yeah, the Chazaka is because why don't you protest? We have a motive machlokes. What's motivating you to protest? Motivated to protest to create a counterproof against him, and then you would be motivated to protest by a katan, because there's no point. You're not going to get a proof anyway. Or you're protesting because you're upset with the guy. And then you would protest even for a katan.
Yeah, but the only thing is that with the Yesh Mepharshim, how the whole thing starts, it's a little odd.
Yeah, okay. That's true. It's a little odd because why would a person, like we said, why would a person want a raya of Achvishtarcha when anyway he's going to win with his Marikama? Yes, I agree. It's a little odd. But what else is strong with the wrong with this shot? So, but you're right. That's also one thing wrong. The whole thing is a little odd. It's very, 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 but a few varies. Chaser in the Lashon, because the Ramban, when the Ramban comes to argue with the Yesh Mefarshim, he's not hitting the point on the head. According to this pshat, the Ramban and the Yesh Mefarshim both exactly agree that Chazaka works the same way. The fact that you didn't protest is a raya against you, and therefore you lose because it's reclaim the dover. They both agree to the same thing. They only argue what creates it, why I'm motivated to protest.
You should talk about the time of the Mecha, not the time of the Chazaka.
Yeah, so he says, Ein ani maksiv ketamza. The time of the Chazaka, Lami Shem Esuri B'lechud. Now, the Yesh Mefarshim agreed with that too. Obviously, because they said that by a katan, there's no Chazaka because there's no Raya. Why didn't you protest? So they agree to that. And a kiyum the high shah is like Rekhaim the Dover. Yeah? Yesh Mefarshim would agree with that.
How do they agree to that? They're saying that the whole, you know, reason behind the Chazaka is because the person is Nizar Bishtari, and over here, you know, after 3 years.
But Nizar Bishtari, so why is it that they say by a katan yana of a Chazaka?
It doesn't apply. You don't have the concept of I can't say, oh, make a mechah, so he's going to be nizar b'shtarei. Even if I make the mechah, the nizar b'shtarei will not exist.
It doesn't say that the Rabbana would make a takana. So what does he mean, iu nami lo machi?
The reason I'm going to make a mechah is because I want to make sure that comes the fourth or the fifth year, I will be able to hold against you. How come you don't have the shtar?
Stop right there. So what's the logic of Chazaka? The logic of Chazaka is given the high shastak reclined it over. Right? That's what you just said. The real Chazaka is given the high shastak reclined it over. Except that the reason why you wouldn't be shastak is because you want to have a raya against him.
Right.
So Ramban, when he sang his home shot, you shouldn't say Kiv the High Shazak Rakhaim the Dover, because the Yesh Mefarshim agreed to that too. So everything he said in his opening lines, the Yesh Mefarshim agreed to. And the time of the Chazaka Lami Shem Esuri today, but the Yesh Mefarshim would say, you bet 100%. Hello, you know what? Kiv the High Shazak Rakhaim the Dover. You bet. 100%.
The first words of Mishum is the Hur Bishtari. That is the Nakuda where they disagree. The saying that the whole purpose in Koyach of Chazaka, yeah, is because there is a requirement of his the Hur Bishtari, and he wants to make sure that requirement remains.
And Akiva, the High Shas, like Lyman Dover, is the age before should agree to that too. Parshat Shat, time of the Chazaka, La Mishum, it's already the day, the Chud. There's a word, b'lechud, means that it's not based on why didn't you protest. It's just like there are many people that say it's like a takana derabanan, just because the poor marek, the poor muksik is going to lose his shtar. So we have to, the derabanan made a takana to protect the muksik. Now that's what he's saying. It's not only because we're worried about protecting the muksik, but rather because we have a kasha on the marikama. Why didn't you protest? So obviously the Yesh Mefarshim agree with that too. If they were only worried about protecting the muksik, so then they would say that a katan also has a chazaka. The whole reason why they say a katan doesn't have a chazaka is because there's no reclaim the davar against him. So they agree with this line, Bowie.
But why should they protest? Why should he protest?
So according to the simple pshat, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the motivation why they should protest is because they want to create a kasha on the marikama Where's your shtar? According to the Ramban, the motivation for the protest is because they're captive. The Bimeida, both people agree, though, that human nature is to protest, but just for different reasons. So everybody agrees that the time of the Chazaka, Lam Yishim Esturi B'lchud, Shtidei B'lchud, it's not time a takana to protect the Muxik. And Akiv Nashasek, like I'm a Dover, everyone agrees to that, that the way it works is since you're Shasek, it's like I'm a Dover. And it's your dog Shosh, I mean, it looks like Oxley Shark. Okay, that may be the Yeshman version wouldn't agree because they say that the only Raya comes after Shosh. Okay, but he's like, he doesn't even spell out, you know, what he said. Basically, the Yeshman version will agree. And it's Chiddush, and he's disagreeing with the Yeshman version, is that there's Kepay there right away, which he doesn't even say. He doesn't say anything about that there's Kepay there right away, that a person would protest right away. What he says is not, they both agree on, mostly. And what they disagree, that he's Mechadesh and I protest because of Kveda, you know, that he doesn't say. That he doesn't say.
If he doesn't protest, right, according to the Yeshiva Farshim, when he doesn't protest, Rebbe seems to be saying that's a Veglayim Ladavar, right? It's like it's a tvi on him for not protesting, that it's showing that he must have sold over here, right?
Right.
Because he would do a certain action, he as a Bailam, Marikama would do something if somebody's in his field.
Right.
I'm saying that doesn't say anything. The Yeshiva Farshim doesn't say that. The Yeshiva Farshim said he has to do that. Because Chazal said, listen, you're right, you wouldn't be bothered by it. You're a tzaddik gomer, you wouldn't be bothered by it. A regular dog wouldn't care. Right? But the mice, if you want to keep the field, do something. It's not anything.
So then why does the Yesh Mepharshim say that there's no chazaka by a katan?
Because when Chazal instituted that if somebody wants to keep his marikama, right, that he has to say something to somebody who counts. That's all.
But that's not what he says. The very nice Vara, if you were a Rishon, but that's not what he says. He says that the reason why it doesn't work by cotton is given the machi la bar srishuru, iu nami lo machi, is that he doesn't, iu nami lo machi, not that Chazal didn't make the takana here. He says, the whole Yisrael of Chazaka is based on why didn't you protest? And here he has an excuse, he has an explanation. Why would I protest?
Because I understand Chazal, that's why. Because no, I understand that Chazal, what they were trying to
and
do.
Then you wouldn't have to say, then you're putting in an extra step for no reason. Chazal, where am I? And it didn't protest. And so you just stop right there. Il nami lo machi means that the basis of Chazaka is based on why didn't you protest? And now that we have an explanation why il lo machi, there's no Chazaka. So he's clearly also working with the Chayra, Kim the Shazak Reglaim the Dover, because the il nami lo machi is to take off the Reglaim the Dover. In other words, we have a kasha, why didn't you protest? But by content, there's no kasha because Iyunami no machi. So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like that the first shot is also working with the fact that there's a kasha on him. Why didn't you protest? And that's why he takes off the chazaka by content, because by content he explains himself why he didn't protest. So if the first shot is working that the reason for chazaka is because why didn't you protest? So then there's no, the first shot, the second shot are not arguing, that it's working through like I'm the Dover. So then the Lashon, and even the Ashaz like I'm the Dover is strange in the Ramban, because the Yesh Mepharshim also holds of that.
I think this is far-fetched, but like, is it possible to say the word the high shasik means that he was shasik at the beginning already? I mean, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the only time on him is at the end of the 3 years while you were quiet. There was no reason for him to make a mechah the first year, the second year. The only reason he has is, you know, on the last day of the third year, that's all he has to do.
Yeah.
While, you know, shasik means right away. You know, we already right away, we have a raglan ladapar against you. And that the Ramban is mechadish.
You know,
I'm trying to put a lot into the word chasing. The chasing means right away.
I don't know. It sounds, I agree with you, putting a lot in. In other words, because, you know, there's again, the time of the Chazak, Allah, Mishim, Israel, the day, but also the Ram, Yesh, before I agree. In the high shasik, the glaimed daver, he say they hold that the glaimed daver, but after 3 years, okay. I don't know. I'm not so happy with that shot. For all I know, I'll look in the biur of a yunim and it says he'll say it. I didn't look inside yet. I'm sure he talks about it. Rabbi Winter told me he talks about it. He said he has a nice shot, but I didn't look yet. So I don't know.
Let's say both shitas are very much closer, like Rebbe's saying.
Then the Lashon and the Ramban is strange. Lashon and Ramban is mashma. They are rochik mizrach from Ayrev. They have completely different havanas in time of the Chazaka. And he says, time of the Chazaka, la bishom. No, you got it all wrong. You got the wrong shot in Chazaka. Yeah, because I came in the high shot like Greg Limedover.
No, I'm saying that even if they're very close and even if they have the same reasons, but the cotton could still be an afkamina. Because if I'm supposed to show kapeda, right, and then I have on it, if it's a psychological thing that a person has, somebody will have that. The other one might not have that kapeda.
That would work out fine. I'm asking only a Lushan, gotcha. I'm saying that structurally, it makes very good sense. They're basically both saying the same thing. And Cheskes Kimoshanim is a raya. Why don't you protest? They're only arguing on a little teeny weeny machlokes. What's motivating you to argue? The Ramban is saying, the Yesh Mefarshim is saying you're motivated to argue, to protest, to create a counterproof. The Ramban says you're motivated to protest because you're copting. And the nafkamina would be when I protest by a cotton. Yeah, very beautiful. But it just doesn't fit into the lashon. Besides that, what also we said before, and we said it, that it's that in the Yesh Mefarshim, there's a little bit problem. Why is a person motivated to create a counter force since it's gonna win anyway?
Means we win anyways.
Because the win is Marikama. So why is he protest so that I have a kasha against the Muksik? Where's the star? He doesn't need to have a kasha against the Muksik to win. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he should know that he's going to win just with his Marikama.
Yeah, but Chazal instituted that he should be nervous. And Rebbe said last week, once the Chazal instituted, he should be nervous. Now psychologically becomes nervous, and so now becomes
Now you're saying that. So now you're saying something else. I didn't say that. I said the guy's nervous because he's nervous.
The Rabbi said last week in the Rabbi Yehuda, I think Rabbi said the Rabbi Yehuda last week that that's pshat. I'm saying but that might be the Yesh Mefarshim.
Okay, so maybe what you're saying. I don't know if you're giving me credit or you're taking credit, but maybe that's not so bad what you're saying. In other words, maybe you're saying like this, that according to the Ramban, the reason why a person protests is because he's Coptic. So then you could say that the starting point is that we have a raya against him. Why didn't you protest? I'm the Marikama, but so what? The Marikama, the derech of a Marikama is to protest because you're Kapti. But according to the Yesh Mefarshim, The reason why you protest is you want to create a counterproof against the guy. But it doesn't make sense. Why would you want to make a counterproof against the guy? You don't need a counterproof. You're a Talmud Chacham. You know that you're a Marikama. And you know that a Marikama wins. So why are you motivated to protest to make a counterproof when you win without a counterproof?
So why is Cheskes Shol Hashanah not coming to play there?
What?
Why doesn't the fact he's a Talmud Chacham, but there's a Cheskes Shol Hashanah, so therefore that goes against my.
No, but we're trying to in the starting point at the very beginning. Why is Cheskes Kim Hashanah against him? How did it happen that Cheskes Gimel Shanim becomes against him? According to the Ramban, we understand how history evolved. Human nature is people are captive. So even though he's a Marikama, but Marikamas are also captive. He's not captive because he's afraid he's going to lose the field. He's captive because he's captive. He doesn't like the chutzpah of the guy on his field. Since it's human nature for people to be captive, if he doesn't protest within 3 years, there's a raya against him, and therefore he loses. Okay? So I understand
in the ancient portion
how Chazaka evolved. But according to the ancient portion, he's not protesting because he's captain. Or raya by a captain, he doesn't protest. He's captain. He doesn't protest for that reason. He's only protesting because he wants to make a counterproof. But why does he want to make a counterproof? He should be relying on the fact that he has a chazaka. And that he's a marikama. He should be relying on the fact that he's a marikama. And he doesn't need a counterproof against the muktzik. He's a marikama.
So okay, why? So
how did it ever get started that he felt the need to protest? What?
But wouldn't there logically be some point where the Marikama loses its potency? 5 years, 10 years, no. Some point eventually. No.
Why? Why? Why should it be? Why should he lose? He's a Marikama. If there's no proof against him, then he wins forever and ever.
And there's no taina at some point you can only expect him to hold on to the star for a certain amount?
There is. I'm not expecting him to hold on to the star. So you have no kasha on the muksik, but a maisa. We have no cash on the books. We have no cash on the Marikama. So the Marikama wins.
So then the Muxa should have to hold on to the star.
Okay, if he should, he should. If he does, that's irrelevant. If the minute of the Marikama.
That affects what's the expectation. The amount of time that he's expected to hold on to the star should be the same amount of time that the power of the Marikama has potency.
I don't know. I want to know how did things get started. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, what fired the first shot? How did things get started? What, you know, according to the Rabbi,
and it can't be the expectation for how long he's supposed to hold on to it.
What fired the shot? Anything?
Because if he's not expected to hold on to it, so then your Marikama doesn't work anymore. Because the fact is, I really had a shot against you, your Marikama.
But you have no proof. And without a proof, you can't beat a Marikama.
Then I do have to hold on to the star. What does it mean? I'm holding on to the star.
It is a date. That's not explaining how things got started. You're just saying it. And you're saying the world is funny. Why do people lose their star? They shouldn't lose their star. Okay, they shouldn't. Okay. So how did things get started? What happened? Who fired the first shot, so to speak? So we were saying, I was saying, maybe not like Shmuel, that there's some psychology that Marikamas are nervous Michigan. And even though they're going to win, but they're nervous, they want to be doubly protect themselves. But that maybe is a Deichik Svara. And I don't know if that's right. So what else can we say to answer the Yesh Mefarshim? How did things get started?
So Shmuel was bringing in a takanas chachamim, that some kind of takanas chachamim triggers something.
Right. In other words, chachamim walked in and they made a takana that they're worried about the poor guy's going to lose his star. So So then they made a takana, you better, you have to protest. All right, so if that's the case, so then why does, so then that should be true by a katan too?
By a katan, it's not going to help. It's not going to accomplish anything.
Well, when it comes, but that was Rabbanu's takana, that you have to protest. Okay, so they won't, there's no purpose for them to make the takana, but again, that's not what they're about. The Eshe Forishim said. The Eshe Forishim says, what does it mean, Iunami lo mochi? He's not being moche because he's motivated to create a proof against the katan. He's motivated to mochi because Rabbanan told him to be mochi.
Yeah, but what did Rabbanan want to accomplish with that mechal? What was
they wanted this to protect. They wanted to help the poor muksik that he should be. When the muksik loses his shtar after 3 years, they made a takana that he wins if the marikama didn't protest. They wanted to protect the muksik. So they made a din that even though there's no logical reason why the marikama has to protest, but if he doesn't protest, he loses.
But is a katan who can't watch a star going to motivate him ultimately in his mind?
No, he's motivated because Rabbanu made a takana. We're saying he's not motivated to protest altogether because he's really relying on the fact that he's a marikama. So he has nothing to motivate him to protest. What's motivating to protest? Because Rabbanan told him, buddy, you got to protest. Otherwise, you lose.
And does he know? Does he know why
the cotton?
That's true. So I'm just saying, but does he know? Does he understand that portion that this has to do? Does the Chazal were motivated? Ultimately, they were motivated by protecting the muchzik. If they're ultimately motivated by protecting the muchzik over here, then they're not going to go out to try to protect the katan. In that sense, either they understand it's a hole in the svara. I'm not sure exactly how to paint that.
So you're not fitting into his words. I'm sorry. He says that the kimin the michimachi la bar is suya yishtare iunami lo machi, which means that the reason why he's meicha is to get the guy to watch his star. And that we're saying that the reason why he's meicha is to, because Rabbanan say so. So we have to bridge the gap. We have to say somehow or another that they're both right. That the reason why he protests is because Rabbanan say so. And he's not, no other motivation. But the reason why he protests is because to get the guy to watch his star. How can they both be right?
So Rebbe said that their abundance had created their raisa, because that means he should have, the normal rule now is to protest. And I'm sorry, Booster wants to continue with that, but that's, it turns into this psychology.
He has to be protest, why?
He has to protest because that's a normal, the normal reaction is to protest to make sure the guy watches his shtark. In other words, that's the normal reaction now, became that I better do this. That's the normal gut, it turned into the gut reaction.
In other words, so let's try and figure this out. The Rabbanan, the starting point is, the Rabbanan are nervous about the poor muksik. The poor muksik is getting messed up. Because if we leave things on the din d'oraisa, Marikama is not going to feel any need to protest. The poor muksik is going to lose his star after 3 years. Because that's human nature. He loses his star after 3 years. And the poor muksik loses. And the marikama is always going to win. So Rabbanan have a way of solving this by saying that the muksik doesn't protest within 3 years, then the muksik loses. But wait a second. That's very nice. So you help the poor muksik. But you didn't. Now you hurt the marikama because there's no reason why the marikama should lose. Why should the marikama lose? He didn't protest. He doesn't have to protest. He has no reason to protest. There's no motivation for him to protest. So you're making a takana that if the marikama doesn't protest, he loses. but there's no reason why you should lose. So just because you want to help the muktzeh, you're going to hurt the marikama. That's not fair. So what they do? The Rabbanan went ahead and say, Mr. Muktzeh, you have to protest. There's a psychology, the marikama. You got to protest because you got to create an achvishtarcha. Why do I have to create an achvishtarcha? Because if you don't create an achvishtarcha, you're going to lose. And now, once they said that, then the nature is for Amarikama to protest, and therefore it makes sense why he loses. In other words, what the Rabbanan did is, you know, I don't remember the joke, but there's a joke, you know, that you, how did you, you know, someone yarshins some kind of horses and he can't divide it up. I don't know how it works. I never understood that joke. How do you work out to get the horses? And the guy said the system is you add a horse, and then you divide up, and then you take his horse back. Right? You know what I'm talking about? No one knows the story.
Nay.
What?
Nay.
No one knows the story.
The lottery one? The horse?
No, there's some story that there were three Yarshim, and they are Yarshim. I don't remember how it worked. And they couldn't figure out how to divide it up. No one knows the story. Okay.
Three Yarshim dividing five horses?
What?
Something about three Yarshim dividing five horses?
Three Yarshim dividing five horses. Yes, so what happened?
It's put one in order to have two, then you take the divide it up and you give one back.
Yeah, but how did it weigh one back?
One of them ends up with only one horse and the others end up with two horses.
No. Somehow at the end, you put one in. And then you end it up, and then at the end, you still had one. You were able to give one back at the end. No one knows the story. Okay. I'll have to look it up. I'll ask my wife. She's a mathematician. She'll have to figure out for me the story. It means that the idea is that sometimes you do something and then at the end you can take it back and it's no problem. So it's sort of like over here. The Rabbanan made a takana, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the Rabbanan made a takana. But that you have to protest. That takana is really not right. Because there's no reason why the Marikama should have to protest, because he's the Marikama. There's no reason why he should lose. But once Rabbanan make the takana, then they can take back the takana and the Marikama loses, because why did he protest? There's a riot against the Marikama. So the starting point is they made a takana, but they never needed to rely on their takana. Because once their takana is in place, then there's a din d'oraisa.
How is that different than what Rabbi was doing in Rabbeinu Yonah?
I don't know Rabbi again. I'm saying, but it's different than the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that it's all d'oraisa. It's nothing to do because Rabbana were motivated because it's Suri Bishtari. They were nothing to do with the Suri Bishtari. The reason why is hide the shows like Reglai Medavar. Stop. Me d'oraisa. This either shows like Reglai Medav. The Yesh Mefarshim is saying, no. The whole thing is because Rabbana were worried about the shtar. Since they were worried about the shtar, they made a takana. Hi, but you made a takana. That's very nice. You make a takana to protect the bow of shtar. But how did you protect the Marikama? Because now we have, because he's winning, because there's a riot. We're not stop making the Marikama lose for no reason. Now the Marikama is losing because why did he protest?
No, well what's
the karma? What's you have a katan where he doesn't have a reason why they proud. That's so he ain't a chinami. He won't lose.
What exactly is it that Rabbanan instituted?
The Rabbanan instituted that the you're asking a good question. Rabbanan instituted that the Marikama has to protest.
If that's what they instituted, then the question that Rabbi is bringing right after that, well, if that's the case, we're hurting the Marikama, that question doesn't start because the Chazaka is accomplishing both things. The Mecha is accomplishing both things.
No, because you're hurting the Marikama because that's now he's in protest. Why should he lose?
Well, if he doesn't protest, he does lose.
But why? Why should he lose? Rabbanan made a takana, but that's not how Bidini should lose.
But in that takana, they're saying that by you making a mecha, we're making a takana for him, but we're giving you a way out still.
Okay, but that's not fair. But when I don't take the way out, why do I lose? Just because they gave me a way out, but that's not good enough. Now I didn't take the way out. So So why should I lose? You're saying, well, since we gave you a way out, there's no problem. I don't know about that. It's not right. Why am I? It comes out that I'm losing. Shalom Kedin. You made a takana. You gave me a way out. Very nice. But in my side, I didn't protest. Now the mice, now that I didn't protest, so you're making me lose because I didn't protest. So you're making me lose. Shalom Kedin.
Well, at the end, even if you're going to say that it's a raya, it's still shalom kedin because you rabbanon, messed me up. That now it's a raya against me.
Okay, good, but now it's not shalom kedin. Now you're losing because it's a raya against you, so it's not so problematic. In other words, if Bishlam, if you're losing because you didn't protest, and then I got the mice, I get all upset. That means there's really no raya against me, and Sam, I'm losing. And rabbanon went ahead and said I should lose. Because they wanted to protect him. But now the Rabbanan is saying, you're losing the deraisa. You're losing because we have a over. Why didn't you protest?
Well, why wouldn't it be smoother to say that what Rabbanan was misaken, they were misaken that after 3 years, this guy, he gets a chazaka, he gets to keep it. Now how can we mess up the Marikama? So for the Marikama, they told him, we'll give you the mecha to be able to protect yourself.
But that's then you're not make it doesn't help for the Ramban because the Yesh Mepharshim. So then why? So then they should have the same thing by a katan. By a katan, we're nervous the katan's going to lose his shtar. Katan's no worse than anyone else. So we should protect the katan the same like we protect everybody else. Katan shouldn't be any worse. But he's saying not like that. He's saying that the way it works is because you're motivated to protest. Because you wanted this in order that you should have a kasha against him, where's your star? And by katan, you don't have that motivation. So you see that the reason why a person protests is because he wants to create a riot against him, where's your star? That's what he's saying. He's not protesting because Rabbanan said you have to protest. He's protesting because he wants to get a riot against him, where's your star? So we have to say it like this. The Rabbanan made a takana that you, in order for you to win, you have to have a riot against him, where's your star? In other words, so that's what's motivating me to protest. I'm motivated. Rabbanan said that you, Mr. Muksik, you want to win, Mr. Muksik? You got to have a riot against him, where's your star? That's what's motivating the Muksik to protest because
the Marikama
to protest. I'm sorry, the Marikama is motivated to protest because he wants to get a raya against the Muksik. Now that he's motivated for that, then there's a deraisa, a raya against him. Why didn't you protest to get that raya? That's a logical reason. Rabbanan told you got to get that raya, so you should have protested to get that raya. Now the union protests, so we have a riot that it's not yours. So it comes out that the Rabbanan never have to utilize the Dinder Rabbanan to make you lose because you're always losing because why didn't you protest? Because human nature is to protest to get that riot. There's a human nature to protest because it's a good thing to protest. I get a riot by protesting. So the Rabbanan, they sort of started the ball rolling but then they don't need what they did anymore. Because once the human nature is that people protest to get the raya, then we don't need the din derabanan anymore. So the rabbanan started it. That somehow told the marikama, you're obligated to get a raya against the muksik. Yeah, and once the marikama feels he wants to get a raya against the muksik, so then he loses because there's a kash, and then why did he protest? To get a raya. Remained by cotton. By cotton where he can't get a raya. So there's no raya against him. So we did not, he shouldn't lose. I asked a din to Rabbanan. Rabbanan never made a din to make him lose, except when it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Rabbanan wouldn't stop coming along and say, you lose if you don't protest. They don't want to do that. That'll be like your dumb in Atira. Even though there's a reason, because it's helping the muksik, but they don't want to do that. But the Rabbanan made a takana that the marikama loses, he doesn't protest. Because at the end of the day, there's a reason why he loses. Because he should feel motivated to protest to create a kasha on the muksik. And since by katan you don't have that sara, so he's not motivated. So there's no reason he should lose. So the lashon of the Rabban is very good. The Rabban is saying, the time of the chazaka lamish should return to David HaKod. In other words, according to the Yesh Meforeshim, the starting point of everything was Isuri B'tei B'nechud. That was the starting point. And again, I showed a guy in a dover. I know that doesn't read so well, but in other words,
that's still true by both of them.
Well, it's still true by both of them, yes. Given the high shots, like glide in the dover. But it's
he means that it first. I mean, there's a glying with other comes first. Not that as an alternate. He's saying in the order of operations of a glying with other first.
Okay, I hear. I'm not 100% happy yet.
That we could have answered also for the first way we learned it.
No, I don't know about that.
What came first, that would also apply to before, to the way we learned it before.
No, it didn't, because either way, right away, there's a regline and dover. Just what's motivating you to protest? Either you're protesting because you're Copti, or you're protesting because you want to create a raya. But those are human nature, so they, you know, there's no difference between one day, you know, I have an intrinsic motivation to protest. Okay, I don't know. Let's try and think this over again for tomorrow. And what we're trying to figure out is, again, let's just say over to review. The simple pshat, the difference is that according to the first pshat, the motivation why he's protesting is because he wants to create a counterproof against the guy, where's your star? According to the second shot, the motivation why he's protesting is because he's copping. So the problem is that, but they're both agreeing that the reason why you lose is because why didn't you protest? So then the lie, time of the chazak, they both agree to. And they also both agree to. So we're saying that no, according to the first shot, there is no such thing that human nature is to protest. So you should have a kasha on you, where's your star? Because the starting point is the marikama wins. So the marikama shouldn't feel the need to create a kasha on you, where's your star? It's only a drabbanan they could did because of Isurei, because they're worried about the poor muksik that they made that human nature is to protest. So the Rabbanan, the starting point was of Isuri Ditu B'Nechud, because there is no human nature to protest. But that brought about some kind of human nature to protest. Okay, that's what we're trying to say. But then it's still, it's still giving the high shot of the glider dover should be true in both shotten. So we're still not so good. Okay, all right. We'll try and figure this out again tomorrow. Okay, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.